last night and with his grandchildren, at least one of them, to Tveria. Just came back from Tveria a few hours ago. Beautiful time. Having for the children, Shlakadas.
Monday French mother, she's
much. I went with the Monday French son-in-law. We left at 2:30. We came back by 11 after we had a tire broke in the way and all kinds of stories. Yeah. I learned in the Kurla at 2 o'clock every night.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I learned here, but last night I went to Davin. Special, and I've always said today, the Davin of children. You have the prayer?
Yeah.
You have it?
No.
I don't know if it's in English. But the girls down and stuff, your own words. In Hebrew? In the Klila Siofi, in the Ashkenazi city downstairs, Klila Tiofi.
Okay.
It has it there. But today is a special school to have with the children. You have four boys not married yet?
Yeah.
Three not married, or four not married? Four not married. Yeah, man, because they're grabbing parents. You have a son who's 13 or 14, right?
Yeah.
I have a friend today. It's your daughters. That's what Rabbi said today.
I mean, this is besides.
But today is specialty.
This is besides the standard what you do in your
family. Exactly. More. Today is more power. It's a more powerful day. Besides the fact that it's the day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, which is the day of Teshuvah. Have a question?
Was today Rosh
Chodesh? Today is the day of Rosh Chodesh.
I said, was it more 14? It's just today.
Just today, though. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Tomorrow there's a halal here in the yeshiva. Dancing and singing. Yeah. Davening is very early. Because the nate is very early. Davening is about 10 to 5. Begins Hodu. But still, if you don't have to come for the davening. You come for the... I'd come at around 6 o'clock will be the halal. We get around. You can also come just for the halal and then go down in the shivach if you want. The halal here for an hour and a half, singing and dancing with music, beautiful, gorgeous. It gives koach for the whole month. And this is only one day Rosh Chodesh this month. Watch, gives koach for the whole month. Someone can come. I try to come every Rosh Chodesh. I don't daven here usually, but for Rosh Chodesh, I try to come. Or if it's halal.
Tomorrow is my 19th wedding anniversary.
Oh, how's that though? It's been many years. Can I know? Rosh Chodesh Sivan. You'll be very happy, Baruch Hashem. So, Shmuel Shapira.
So, they're still in Uman.
They're leaving Uman. So, 17 years later, it was revealed to everyone where Reb Shmuel was when he was on the Tzion and Uman. What happened? And Av, month of Av, 1988, Tavshin and Ches. It was a year, a few months, less than a year before the crash of the Soviet Union, before it finished, right? And there was they were going to Uman, 40 people were going. It was before, and that Rosh Hashanah, 250 people were there in Rosh Hashanah. That was the first time there was a gathering Rosh Hashanah after 70 years. And Shmuel also was there. Yeah. Fine. So Rabbi Lezer Yehuda Koenig, his shamish, came into Rabbi Shmuel, and he said like this, here we're going to, Rabbi Shmuel was very happy, and when he came back from Rabbi Koenig, Kenny came back from Uman, came to Shmuel, and Shmuel was all happy. He was very sick then. He was at his end. He had Parkinson's for 13 years. Shmuel was so happy. Oh, here you married to go to the river which cures you from all stains and everything. Shmuel started going to tell me, where's the Tzion? What, there was a place for everyone? Where's the Tzion? What was exactly? I explained to him, and I was shocked. Shmuel did not know anything about the Tzion. He didn't know where it is, how it looks. But he was there 17 years before. He knew. And he was sane and he was with it. Okay? He married there. He was there for 3 hours. He has no idea. It's like the stories he asked him. It's the fence and everything. So, he thought maybe something happened to him. He's old. He was only 75 years old then, 74. He's losing his head. Maybe the Parkinson. Who knows? So he met the Yovir Lichter, who was guiding him to Uman. He told him, I don't understand. He doesn't assume. So he told him, he's not shocked. Once he entered the tzion, he wasn't there. The body was there. He was somewhere else. He was in a different world. Only that his body was in the tzion. He was in a different world. The hours that he was there, he was with Rabbeinu. He wasn't at the tzion b'chlal. I looked at him, he said, and when he was at the tzion, and I saw a stack of bones on the tzion, and the Shmuel wasn't there. He was somewhere else. That's why he had no idea. Even after they left the tzion for half an hour, it took a half an hour after Shmuel came back to his body. It was literally outside of his body. His consciousness was outside of his body. Okay. On the way back to Kiev, Shmuel was with himself, in his thoughts. After half an hour, he awoke in, and he was with great joy. And they were singing, and the whole way, and Shmuel was pounding. He was always a person who never showed his feelings. He always had inside. He was full of joy, and he was singing and everything. And they came back to Kiev, and fine. The driver looked at him. Look at them, they're nuts. What did they find in a little old lady's backyard that they're all happy and dancing and stuff? She didn't understand. What kind of treasure they found? They found some money with it. So, fine.
So, when did they rebuild it?
It took with the years. I don't know exactly the whole detail of it.
Because there was nothing in the 70s.
Nothing, and then a person started writing, a person wrote on it. This is a tune here. Then they built something small, then they built a little bigger. Then they bought the house, and then they made it big. They bought the house, I don't know, 15 years ago maybe.
Horrendous price.
Yeah, something. Some two rich people from America bought it. And today, you know who's in charge of it, right? You know who's in charge of Tzion today? Avshalom Avush. He's the last word.